If you want to bring more money into your life, what is the one big thing you can do that will make a real difference? Maggie Whitehouse is author of From Credit Crunch to Pure Prosperity.
Quit moaning. That's basically it. We went on holiday quite recently, went to Sharm el Sheikh, the Red Sea Riviera, just for a rest, just to do a bit of diving and have a complete nutter rest. And I don't know if you've heard about, I'm sure you have, there's a brace that, which says a complaint-free world on it, which is a plastic brace that you can get over the internet. And somebody sent me one and I was quite outraged about it because, hey, I teach prosperity consciousness. And I said to my husband, why would anybody send me a complaint-free brace that's a horrible colour and it's nasty plastic anyway? And he said, well, that's four complaints in a row. And I was a bit knocked by that. But when we went on this holiday, it was an all-inclusive hotel and they put a tag on your wrist. And I thought, OK, that's a little bit of a message. Let's see if I can have a whole week without complaining. And, you know, I teach prosperity for consciousness and I still had to think very hard before not complaining because the subconscious tends to go, no, 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 no. Yes, it was a nice hotel, but they didn't have any baths. It was only showers and we like a bath. And you got a bit bored with the food and the this. And you can just hear people go, drone, 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 drone. And the drone has a low energy on it. Whereas it was a lovely hotel, whoosh, stops it. And we are kind of a nation of just one thingers. As in, oh, it was a lovely wedding and the bride looked lovely. Shame we had to waste so long for the food, though, and it really wasn't hot. We can't not do that little negative. It may be something to do with being a Capricornian country in the UK or something, but that's what you actually have to think about. Stop doing the automatic negatives. It's a lousy day. Oh, my mother's a rat bag or that kind of thing. Just shut it. If you can't say anything good, don't say anything at all. And the trouble with stuff like that is it's the kind of thing your grandma said to you. And it, unfortunately, old wives' tales do work. Now, another one that works beautifully and magnificently is appreciation. I don't say gratitudes because people will say, count your blessings, dear, and be grateful for what you've got. And actually, they were giving you stuff you didn't want. But to appreciate is really very, very helpful for money and all levels of prosperity. So I would say to everybody, when you have your bath or your shower at the end of the day, appreciate. Think 10 things I appreciate about my life today. Sometimes people will say, but there aren't that many things that I appreciate. But I'll say, well, surely there must be 10 things you like to taste in your life and 10 things you like to smell and 10 things you like to see and 10 things you like to hear and 10 things you like to touch. And once they've got into that, they've actually done 50 appreciations and they realise, okay, but people say, but I want to be able to appreciate being able to go to Japan. I want to be able to appreciate being a millionaire. And you say, well, trust me, you won't appreciate those if you have them, if you don't start appreciating now. And it's the old basic stuff of realizing that we moan from the subconscious, absolutely and automatic. And one of the difficult things about the holistic world, the spiritual world, the green world, is that we just change tribe. We think that we've lifted our energy because we sort of run screaming from the family going, I'm going to be nice to people differently, so there. And what we do is we join another tribe and then we make somebody else wrong. Like they don't teach Reiki the correct way, or they're not vegetarian, or they're not this, or they're not that. And the same negativity heaps over onto that other aspect. If I really want to drive people up the wall to workshop, I get them to debate either the X Factor or hunting. And so much stuff comes up. And I say to people again and again and again, this is how you feel, but why are you making the other people wrong? Because as soon as you make the other people wrong, you attract them into your life. You get more people like that to prove that point to you into your life. If you want to stop hunting, let go of it. And it will just die a natural death. If you want to stop hunting and you push against it and push against and push against and push against and push against, you're going to create more hunting, more illegal hunting, and all sorts of things like dog hunting and cockfighting in your reality, because the law of attraction is immutable. What you push against persists and gets larger. And it's so difficult when you think, I want to save the world, to realise, actually, you've got to save you.
That's Maggie Whitehouse, author of From Credit Crunch to Pure Prosperity, published by O Books.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.